Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Details on Mar-a-Lago search.
Looking for documents related to nuclear weapons.
Grim prognosis for Hollywood star.
Haitia's injuries will most likely prove to be fatal.
Airfares come back down to earth.
This could mean a deal for you if you're trying to squeeze in one more trip.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. In a statement he issued late last night, former President Trump said he will not oppose a Justice Department request to reveal details about the warrant used to search his Florida estate. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports it comes after the attorney general broke his silence.
Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that the Justice Department filed a motion to make public the warrant used to search the Florida residence of the former president. According to the Washington Post, the FBI agents searching Mar-a-Lago Monday were in part looking for documents related to nuclear weapons.
The search warrant was authorized by a federal court upon the required finding of probable cause.
The unprecedented search of the former president's home, as reported by the Post, reveals deep concerns about the sensitive information that the government believes could have been at Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and the potential danger of it falling into the wrong hands.
On his social media site, Trump says, quote, nuclear weapons issue is a hoax. And referring to other investigations and impeachments, he says, quote, same sleazy people involved. About those behind the search. Well, social media posts suggest the armed man who tried to get into a Cincinnati FBI office, identified by sources as Ricky Schiffer, may have been angered by the Mar-a-Lago search. Here's CBS's Catherine Herridge.
After the FBI searched Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home Monday, posts believed to be from the suspect encouraged people to go to Palm Beach, where Trump's estate is located, and kill federal agents if they get in the way. Additional posts that appear to be from the same man claim he was at then-President Trump's January 6th speech on the Ellipse and later at the Capitol as the riots unfolded. Thursday morning, a user with the same name as the suspect posted, "If you don't hear from me, it is true. I tried attacking the FBI."
The suspect was killed in a shootout with police. The House is expected to give final passage today to a key part of the Biden agenda, the big bill that deals with climate change, health care, and corporate taxes. Republicans who opposed it but failed to stop it in the Senate say it will hurt the economy. Anne Heche's family says the actress is not expected to survive the injuries from an auto wreck that have her in a coma. CBS's Carter Evans has more.
Her car was seen speeding down a street on L.A.'s west side, where she crashed into a home, narrowly missing a woman inside. Heche never regained consciousness after being pulled from the fiery wreckage, suffering burns and what doctors described as a significant pulmonary injury, forcing her to breathe with a ventilator. Heche's injuries will most likely prove to be fatal. In a statement, her family says it has long been her choice to donate her organs, and she's being kept on life support to determine if any are viable.
The good news on the inflation front is that gas prices have been coming down, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports airfares have been returning back to earth, too.
How does San Diego sound? On average, now trending about $230 cheaper than its peak in May. Hawaii down $154. Even flights to as far away as Prague could cost you about $300 less. And according to the travel site Hopper, round-trip domestic tickets for September and October are down roughly 37% from May. But Hopper expects airfares to start to climb by the second week in October as people book for the holidays.
CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us travel is central to a European bid to put pressure on Russia to stop its war in Ukraine.
The Czech Republic, which currently holds the presidency of the European Union, says there could be a blanket ban on visas for all Russian travelers. It's planning to propose the idea. It's something Ukraine's president has been calling for.
The CDC is relaxing COVID-19 guidelines and dropping the recommendation that people quarantine themselves if they come into close contact with someone who's infected. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
You still need to isolate for 5 days, but instead of then having to wear a mask around others for 5 more days, you can do a home test on day 6 and day 8. If they're negative and you have no symptoms, or if symptoms are improving and you have no fever without fever-reducing medication, then you can stop wearing a mask around others.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
With it getting hotter and drier in the West, California Governor Gavin Newsom is proposing to spend tens of billions of dollars on water recycling and storage over the next 2 decades.
What we are focusing on is creating more supply. What we're focused on is creating more water.
Too much water all at once in Las Vegas. For the second time in 2 weeks, heavy rain triggered flooding in casinos along the famed Strip. In Phoenix, it's thought recent monsoons created a rat infestation that's now closed a VA nursing home. It's not clear when residents and patients will be allowed back in. In Washington, CBS's Scott McFarlane has the latest on legal action stemming from the insurrection.
Thomas Robertson is a former Rocky Mount, Virginia police officer, and he's just received one of the longest prison sentences in any January 6 case so far. About 7 years in federal prison, he was accused of confronting police, bringing a police colleague with him, and carrying a large wooden stick.
The NBA is retiring the number 6 league-wide. CBS Sports basketball analyst Avery Johnson says it's a fitting tribute to the late Bill Russell.
It really shows how powerful and transcendent his legacy was and how much he affected the game on the court, in the community, civil rights advocate, stood for what was right for all people.
Players like LeBron James, who currently wear the number, still can, but it will not be issued now by any team. For 7 years, John Batiste has been the high energy band leader on the CBS Late Show. Batiste won 5 Grammys, including Album of the Year last spring. Stephen Colbert says Batiste is leaving now to pursue personal and professional interests.
We're happy for you, John, and I can't wait to have you back on as a guest with your next hit record. I love you.
We're pleased to report CBS News Radio has won the Edward R. Murrow Award for Overall Excellence, and the World News Roundup has received the Murrow for Best Newscast for the 9th year in a row.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A breakfast cereal project depicting a flag is making an impact, close to home and far away.
One by one, two teenagers line up donated yellow Kellogg's Corn Pops and blue Rice Krispies boxes on the floor of a downtown Chicago office building, forming
the Ukrainian flag made out of approximately 5,000 cereal boxes, and the previous record was 4,000.
15-year-old Michael Kotcher of the group Chicago Children United for Ukraine is referring to a Guinness World Record-breaking cereal mosaic. So far, through their mosaic project, Kotcher and his friend Ryder Schiffman have collected almost $15,000 to help Ukraine, and they're donating the cereal to the Greater Chicago Food Depository.
It's amazing to like help people in Ukraine and also help people in Chicago.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Lack of food's a growing problem in Ukraine, and one of the last working dairy farms in the eastern part of the country is now producing 2 tons of milk a day. It was 11 tons before the war. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.